life. She serves my needs. If you have to ask permission of Dorma to Hatton, if you're going to receive from someone of my brothers, and you feel you have to check it out through Dorma, you don't have the picture. So be careful. And if it has to do with this mission, be prepared. If you make an error, you're going to get called on it, because too many souls, too many real lives are involved here. We're not here for the creature comforts. We're not here for the creature discomforts. We're not here for the creature. We are here to create a better way. We're not here for entertainment. We're not here as ETs flapping around. We're here as a host of God making some effort to present a better way. And yes, we can do it. We have had to struggle to not be the little groupie, because everyone wants to lean on everybody else. And if you reached an older age searching, you're still searching. And you're going to wait until you see what you think of Hatton. Well, some of you have been quite a few years now trying to figure that out. Well, I may as well just stick around now. I don't have anywhere else to go. Or don't you? Or don't you? I think you can see by the massive amount of things that have to be done that there's certainly a place for everybody who wants to participate and do. But not a place just to take over or just to try and manipulate or figure a way where you get a little bit more equal than others. We're all equal, but, you know, I'm a little more equal than you are, surely. And then let us all remember, what are our contributions? Like the widow's mite, maybe nobody else knows what yours is. What is your commitment with God is all that's important. On the other hand, many have invested their trust and faith and wherewithal with God. I hope you were not ever foolish enough to do that for a given person. That only ends you up in court, in argument. Be sure your intent is right. Be sure you know what it is for which you ask, because God will respond. And when it hits you, you may not recognize that that's what you ask for, but it will be. And then in your prayers, don't limit God, because you are not grown enough to know it all. And He is without limit. We must have our paper. The reason we must have our paper is because it produces a bridge. It allows us to keep in contact one with another. And yet ones want us to warp the newspaper. And I mean warp, W-A-R-P. They want us to censor and censor that which goes into the paper. We have a letter here from someone who I won't name, but answers on the phone, if you ring it up, Pleiades Space Command, which galls me. And I think maybe it's the Dr. Young, thank God.
I don't see Dr. Young.
They'll wish they had been. They're going to become notorious right now.
Dear Dr. Young, it is with great sadness that we note that contact has dropped to a new low in its October 28, 1997 issue. You have the great responsibility to present truth to the world, but you choose to perpetuate the lie. How sad. The final time, this is in quotes, "The Final Time Has Come" by Gary Ween is a case in point. Are you now selling books at the expense of truth? We give you a quote from Sananda. "I am sickened with those who have known what truth is, have read it, and are supposed to be leaders of today's contact. Yet they have not studied the basics in order to answer properly the questions being asked. They have not read Journal 2 with any sense of knowledge and wisdom to know that I am not the Son of God, nor am I a Savior for those who would believe on me."
And this gentleman has not read it either, and certainly misunderstands it. And I'm going to straighten some things out right now. He said Sananda, so we'll leave it there. That's perfectly all right, whatever you want to, or however you want to refer to these energies. A lot of the time it comes, we're going to talk about Journal 2 and Hatton and Hatton this and Hatton that. Forget it. These were a translation done by the ones who wrote the original scrolls. These scrolls were found in this century, this one that you're experiencing, this one you call the 1900s. And the energy, the entity who originally wrote those scrolls, translated them. And that is what is in, and they called his name Emmanuel. There is more to the story. There is much more to the story. But you see, this energy did not write that scroll. And there are others that can take up that burden. We utilized what we needed for our mission, our journey. And so when you start judging the energies that did it originally and the ones trying to utilize it today, and you pronounce good or bad or sinking to new lows, you have just made big blunder. These people here are making every effort that they can make to bring the very best and most current news items in a news format. And we're going to now, because this particular party does not approve of Gary Ween, we're going to kick him out of the paper. Is he 100% perfect truth? No. Are you? He has done a lot of research, and he writes on the subjects as he sees them unfolding. Just as does Eustace Mullins. Just as does anyone, Nora, as she uncovers research. And that's the purpose of an editor. To discern enough to allow things to flow without censorship. And I don't like Bible thumpers. I like ones who can bring forth an idea. And God said, and the prophet said, fine, share what the prophet said, and let us reason together. It's wonderful to be able to quote from those fine books the great truths that are hidden there or presented there for you to have a basis upon which to have some relativity with whatever is taking place. It helps to be able to go back into these historical archives and say, well, the prophet said it would be this way. Therefore, if this is happening, then perhaps over here something else is due to happen. And if that happens, you've got a sign that leads you on a little bit further. And you will find that now is the time. The time of God is at hand. Now is the time. You've had evil up the gazoo. Now is the time. It doesn't take Nostradamus. It doesn't take biblical scroll writers for you to see that now is the time. Perhaps any time is a time to bring goodness back out of the ashes of the phoenix. But certainly now is the time for that which we do. And the ones who understand that are listening constantly for the call. And they will pray constantly, is this new connection worthy of my attention? Have you called me here to make this connection? And then listen. Listen. Why will we have gone further? Because some listened. And some simply packed their suitcase and went. Not to stand on a mountain waiting for a spaceship, but to go and work around the clock. To bring and create the opportunity for fulfillment in this time, in this place, within this wonderful creation that we have had as a gift. Go ahead and read, please.
And are supposed to be leaders of today's contact. Yet they have not studied the basics in order to answer properly the questions being asked. They have not read journal number two with any sense of knowledge and wisdom to know that I am not the Son of God, nor am I a Savior for those who would believe on me. He, Gary Ween, is setting my nerves on fire. The very ones in print, correction, the very ones to print truth are printing lies again. And I am sickened to death about this whole thing.
Well, we're sickened to death over him being sickened to death.
Petition that these ones shall know, shall read, and shall understand how much I carry my crew around and am most helpful at all times when asked. How can your readers know truth when the most viable source of truth today, contact, is tainted? Dr. Young, why is it that you remain hidden to your contact readers? You make an occasional comment on something you are quoting, but never do you write anything of power and conviction from your heart.
Look, he's missing now. He is the invisible scientist.
From your God spirit within, are you afraid? Are you lazy? Or do you understand the message of the Phoenix Journals? It is quite obvious to many of the contact readers that you have failed to read with understanding the basic Phoenix Journals. and that you do not read with understanding the very articles that you print each week in Contact. You are contradicting the very truth that you are advertising on Contact's back page. That is called hypocrisy. It appears to us that you are searching each week for material to print with which you feel comfortable, which satisfies your journalistic ego. Only 20 pages is not a difficult task. Yet you know, and we know, that you reject much of that which you should be using in Contact. For instance, each week you receive at least 4 articles from Hatton Aton, which he requests that you print in the current issue of Contact. These you seldom use. We may see 1 per issue, October 21st and 14th, none, October 28th, September 16th, August 26th, or on a very rare occasion, 3, October 7th, when they are printed in Contact, as stated by Hatton Aton, in one of these very articles in Contact several months ago, you both edit and delete his writings to suit your whims. Again, how sad. We remind you that the absolute law of the cosmos, which is understood well by those of the lighted realms, is the law of cause and effect. Again, we quote Hatton Aton. Whatever you do to others, be it good or bad, comes back to you tenfold or 100-fold. You will always reap what you sow. As with any of us who would walk the lighted path, your task is not an easy one. We challenge you to go within and know your power and your protection and create a newspaper of truth and light that will bring to life a dying word. Word. Correction. I can't even read it. And create a newspaper of truth and light that will bring to life a dying world. We suggest that you begin a weekly series of a chapter a week of the most basic of all the Phoenix Journals, number 2, and they called his name Emmanuel, I am Sananda. We also suggest that you read with understanding the article in the October 28, 1997 issue of Contact, quote, Sananda, there shall be no lie left unexposed. We petition for you the 4 virtues, wisdom, bravery, fortitude, and generosity in love and light.
Does anyone in this room know why I find that so amusing?
So ridiculous.
No. No lie shall be left unexposed. Do you think I wrote it? Do you think Dorma wrote it? You think Hatton wrote it, or Judah Iscariot, or how about Judah Iscariot, or Sananda? Who do you think is the receiver of some of this most wonderful and more recent writings? And I'm not going to spew it off in this room, but I would suggest that ones who want to pick over Mr. Tesla's messages, Mr. Walter Russell's more recent messages, going to quit hanging Dorma from the trees, from the lynching trees. These are not Dorma's work. These are from your very editor and other ones around who have been kept in protection of silence, because it's time all of you got to know your connection with God and stop this silliness. Well, who received it? Can I believe it? If you can't believe it, then perhaps you need to consider your own attitude, or consider that possibly that receiver is not clear. If it's a total contradiction to what you know is right, then can you not be big enough to accept that which is correct if you are so all-fired full of knowledge and go by what you have been taught and balance it on this foundation of reason and truth that you know within yourselves. You don't have to like Hatan. You don't have to like Dorma. You can despise the Eckers. You don't have to. You don't even have to like Charles. Just dislike whoever you want. But you see, when you start making these kinds of judgments, if you knew everything there is to know about this one little given circumstance, you would be so embarrassed. Be you this person who has just spoken, or yourself, when you spout off about things of which you have no knowledge, you put your foot in it. And do I object? Well, do I have a right to object? Bad letters to Dr. Young. Usually they write these nasty letters to me. I have something very, very serious I want to say about Emmanuel and that second volume. I repeat, it is a translation of what was written and what was perceived and seen and experienced by a given scribe at a given time in a given experience. Is it going to be totally accurate? I don't know how many of you can sit down and write a historical document and verbatim repeat what was said, describe all of the surrounding things and know the political aspirations of one Pontius Pilate. Do not turn these journals into your ever-loving holy Bibles. That's what's wrong with you. Can't you know truth and get your connection with God and reality and stop living according to another person's opinion that they were given simply because somebody pounded it into them? Can you not be big enough when I say, how darest you dump your salvation onto a man named Jesus? Or was it Buddha? Or was it Maitreya? Or is it Satya Sai Baba? These are men. Physical. How dare you do that? And how dare the historians bring this down through the generations and eons of time and offer you this erroneous information. You have one recourse, and that is spiritual. You can only get to the inner sanctum or the in within God through the Christ path. That does not say Jesus. It does not say Maitreya. And if you choose to think that Jesus was the enlightened fragment, presenter, presentation, manifestation of God, Christ, Christ is a term denoting perfection. That is your choice. But your soul knows it is only through the connection, irreversible connection with God, Creator. And if you interpret the books to be the final word, you err. Because you are putting again a substantial amount of your spirituality into someone else's written opinion. In this instance, mine. And if we wanted to consider that my secretary is the management, it does not necessarily agree with the management. Let us be gentle, and let us take care, and let us not put ourselves in these remarkable positions of speaking out and bringing hurt and bringing pain, which is so unnecessary. You don't know the contract of anyone else. This man does not know the contract of Dr. Young. And certainly hardly anyone can figure out what this man is about. You see, I happen to feel that it is very unfortunate that anyone in this day, when rotten eggs are thrown at silly performers to answer a telephone, Pleiades Space Command, that puts us amongst the nitwits, not God's hosts. And I don't know about you, but I'm getting a little tired of God being laughed at. Will this ever change? Oh, yes. Yes, it will. It won't for a while. But believe me, the laughter is going to stop. And the joy is going to begin. Because opportunity for man to become greater than what he is at hand. And are we big enough? Are we unlimited enough? Are we selfless enough to allow it to work? We have to be. And if we have to be severe from time to time, and we have to share in that which seems mundane, then so be it. If you didn't mean it, don't offer. And if you offered and you were taken up on your offer and it doesn't work out, how darest you blame that other party? We have had to keep the paper at a minimum run. There are no funds, and I don't notice people like this sending in funds to run this paper. Life. She serves my needs. If you have to ask permission of Dorma to Hatton, if you're going to receive from someone of my brothers, and you feel you have to check it out through Dorma, you don't have the picture. So be careful. And if it has to do with this mission, be prepared. If you make an error, you're going to get called on it, because too many souls, too many real lives are involved here. We're not here for the creature comforts. We're not here for the creature discomforts. We're not here for the creature. We are here to create a better way. We're not here for entertainment. We're not here as ETs flapping around. We're here as a host of God making some effort to present a better way. And yes, we can do it. We have had to struggle to not be the little groupie, because everyone wants to lean on everybody else. And if you reached an older age searching, you're still searching. And you're going to wait until you see what you think of Hatton. Well, some of you have been quite a few years now trying to figure that out. Well, I may as well just stick around now. I don't have anywhere else to go. Or don't you? Or don't you? I think you can see by the massive amount of things that have to be done that there's certainly a place for everybody who wants to participate and do. But not a place just to take over or just to try and manipulate or figure a way where you get a little bit more equal than others. We're all equal, but, you know, I'm a little more equal than you are, surely. And then let us all remember what are our contributions. Like the widow's mite, maybe nobody else knows what yours is. What is your commitment with God is all that's important. On the other hand, many have invested their trust and faith and wherewithal with God. I hope you were not ever foolish enough to do that for a given person. That only ends you up in court, in argument. Be sure your intent is right. Be sure you know what it is for which you ask, because God will respond. And when it hits you, you may not recognize that that's what you ask for, but it will be. And then in your prayers, don't limit God, because you are not grown enough to know it all. And He is without limit. We must have our paper. The reason we must have our paper is because it produces a bridge. It allows us to keep in contact one with another. And yet ones want us to warp the newspaper. And I mean warp, W-A-R-P. They want us to censure and censor that which goes into the paper. We have a letter here from someone who I won't name but answers on the phone. If you ring it up, Pleiades Space Command, which galls me. And I think maybe it's the Dr. Young, thank God.
I don't see Dr. Young.
They'll wish they had been. They're going to become notorious right now.
Dear Dr. Young, it is with great sadness that we note that Contact has dropped to a new low in its October 28, 1997 issue. You have the great responsibility to present truth to the world, but you choose to perpetuate the lie. How sad. The final time, this is in quotes, "The Final Time Has Come" by Gary Ween is a case in point. Are you now selling books at the expense of truth? We give you a quote from Sananda. "I am sickened with those who have known what truth is, have read it, and are supposed to be leaders of today's contact. Yet they have not studied the basics in order to answer properly the questions being asked. They have not read Journal 2 with any sense of knowledge and wisdom to know that I am not the Son of God, nor am I a Savior for those who would believe on me."
And this gentleman has not read it either, and certainly misunderstands it. And I'm going to straighten some things out right now. He said Sananda, so we'll leave it there. That's perfectly all right. Whatever you want to, or however you want to refer to these energies. A lot of the time it comes, we're going to talk about Journal 2 and Hatton and Hatton this and Hatton that. Forget it. These were a transcription, a translation done by the ones who wrote the original scrolls. These scrolls were found in this century. This one that you're experiencing. This one you call the 1900s. And the energy, the entity who originally wrote those scrolls translated them. And that is what is in, and they called his name Emmanuel. There is more to the story. There is much more to the story. But you see, this energy did not write that scroll. And there are others that can take up that burden. We utilized what we needed for our mission, our journey. And so when you start judging the energies that did it originally and the ones trying to utilize it today, and you pronounce good or bad or sinking to new lows, you have just made big blunder. These people here are making every effort that they can make to bring the very best and most current news items in a news format. And we're going to now, because this particular party does not approve of Gary Ween, we're going to kick him out of the paper. Is he 100% perfect truth? No. Are you? He has done a lot of research, and he writes on the subjects as he sees them unfolding. Just as does Eustace Mullins. Just as does anyone, Nora, as she uncovers research. And that's the purpose of an editor. To discern enough to allow things to flow without censorship. And I don't like Bible thumpers. I like ones who can bring forth an idea. And God said, and the prophet said, fine, share what the prophet said. And let us reason together. It's wonderful to be able to quote from those fine books the great truths that are hidden there or presented there for you to have a basis upon which to have some relativity with whatever is taking place. It helps to be able to go back into these historical archives and say, well, the prophet said it would be this way. Therefore, if this is happening, then perhaps over here something else is due to happen. And if that happens, you've got a sign that leads you on a little bit further. And you will find that now is a time. The time of God is at hand. Now is the time. You've had evil up the gazoo. Now is the time. It doesn't take Nostradamus. It doesn't take biblical scroll writers for you to see that now is the time. Perhaps any time is the time to bring goodness back out of the ashes of the phoenix. But certainly, now is the time for that which we do. And the ones who understand that are listening constantly for the call. And they will pray constantly, is this new connection worthy of my attention? Have you called me here to make this connection? And then listen. Listen. Why will we have gone further? Because some listened. And some simply packed their suitcase and went. Not to stand on a mountain waiting for a spaceship. But to go and work around the clock. To bring and create the opportunity for fulfillment in this time, in this place, within this wonderful creation that we have had as a gift. Go ahead and read, please.
And they're supposed to be leaders of today's contact. Yet they have not studied the basics in order to answer properly the questions being asked. They have not read journal number two with any sense of knowledge and wisdom to know that I am not the Son of God, nor am I a Savior for those who would believe on me. He, Gary Ween, is setting my nerves on fire. The very ones in print, correction, the very ones to print truth are printing lies again. And I am sickened to death about this whole thing.
Well, we're sickened to death over him being sickened to death.
Petition that these ones shall know, shall read, and shall understand how much I carry my crew around and am most helpful at all times when asked. How can your readers know truth when the most viable source of truth today, contact, is tainted? Dr. Young, why is it that you remain hidden to your contact readers? You make an occasional comment on something you are quoting, but never do you write anything of power and conviction from your heart.
Look, he's missing now. He is the invisible scientist.
From your God spirit within. Are you afraid? Are you lazy? Or do you understand the message of the Phoenix Journals? It is quite obvious to many of the contact readers that you have failed to read with understanding the basic Phoenix Journals, and that you do not read with understanding the very articles that you print each week in contact. You are contradicting the very truth that you are advertising on contact's back page. That is called hypocrisy. It appears to us that you are searching each week for material to print with which you feel comfortable, which satisfies your journalistic ego. Only 20 pages is not a difficult task. Yet you know, and we know, that you reject much of that which you should be using in contact. For instance, each week you receive at least 4 articles from Hatton Aton, which he requests that you print in the current issue of contact. These you seldom use. We may see 1 per issue, October 21st and 14th, none, October 28th, September 16th, August 26th, or on a very rare occasion, 3, October 7th, when they are printed in contact, as stated by Hatton Aton, in one of these very articles in contact several months ago, you both edit and delete his writings to suit your whims. Again, how sad. We remind you that the absolute law of the cosmos, which is understood well by those of the lighted realms, is the law of cause and effect. Again, we quote Hatton Aton. Whatever you do to others, be it good or bad, comes back to you tenfold or a hundredfold. You will always reap what you sow. As with any of us who would walk the lighted path, your task is not an easy one. We challenge you to go within and know your power and your protection and create a newspaper of truth and light that will bring to life a dying word. Word. Correction. I can't even read it. and create a newspaper of truth and light that will bring to life a dying world. We suggest that you begin a weekly series of a chapter a week of the most basic of all the Phoenix Journals, number 2, and they called his name Emmanuel, I Am Sananda. We also suggest that you read with understanding the article in the October 28, 1997 issue of Contact, quote, Sananda, there shall be no lie left unexposed. We petition for you the four virtues, wisdom, bravery, fortitude, and generosity, in love and light.
Does anyone in this room know why I find that so amusing?
So ridiculous.
No. No lie shall be left unexposed. Do you think I wrote it? Do you think Dorma wrote it? Do you think Hatton wrote it, or Judah Iscariot, or how about Judah Iscariot, or Sananda? Who do you think is the receiver of some of this most wonderful and more recent writings? And I'm not going to spew it off in this room, but I would suggest that ones who want to pick over Mr. Tesla's messages, Mr. Walter Russell's more recent messages, going to quit hanging Dorma from the trees, from the lynching trees. These are not Dorma's work. These are from your very editor and other ones around who have been kept in protection of silence, because it's time all of you got to know your connection with God and stop this silliness. Well, who received it? Can I believe it? If you can't believe it, then perhaps you need to consider your own attitude, or consider that possibly that receiver is not clear. If it's a total contradiction to what you know is right, then can you not be big enough to accept that which is correct if you are so all-fired full of knowledge and go by what you have been taught and balance it on this foundation of reason and truth that you know within yourselves? You don't have to like Hatton. You don't have to like Dorma. You can despise the Eckers. You don't even have to like Charles. Just dislike whoever you want. But you see, when you start making these kinds of judgments, if you knew everything there is to know about this one little given circumstance, you would be so embarrassed. Be you this person who has just spoken, or yourself, when you spout off about things of which you have no knowledge, you put your foot in it. And do I object? Well, do I have a right to object? Bad letters to Dr. Young. Usually they write these nasty letters to me. I have something very, very serious I want to say about Emmanuel and that second volume. I repeat, it is a translation of what was written and what was perceived and seen and experienced by a given scribe at a given time in a given experience. Is it going to be totally accurate? I don't know how many of you can sit down and write a historical document and verbatim repeat what was said, describe all of the surrounding things, and know the political aspirations of one Pontius Pilate. Do not turn these journals into your ever-loving holy Bibles. That's what's wrong with you. Can't you know truth and get your connection with God and reality and stop living according to another person's opinion that they were given simply because somebody pounded it into them? Can you not be big enough when I say, how darest you dump your salvation onto a man named Jesus? Or was it Buddha? Or was it Maitreya? Or is it Satya Sai Baba? These are men. Physical. How dare you do that? And how dare the historians bring this down through the generations and eons of time and offer you this erroneous information? You have one recourse, and that is spiritual. You can only get to the inner sanctum or the in within God through the Christ path. That does not say Jesus. It does not say Maitreya. And if you choose to think that Jesus was the enlightened fragment, presenter, presentation, manifestation of God, Christ. Christ is a term denoting perfection. That is your choice. But your soul knows it is only through the connection, irreversible connection, with God, Creator. And if you interpret the books to be the final word, you err, because you are putting again a substantial amount of your spirituality into someone else's written opinion. In this instance, mine. And if we wanted to consider that my secretary is the management, it does not necessarily agree with the management. Let us be gentle, and let us take care, and let us not put ourselves in these remarkable positions of speaking out and bringing hurt and bringing pain, which is so unnecessary. You don't know the contract of anyone else. This man does not know the contract of Dr. Young. And certainly hardly anyone can figure out what this man is about. You see, I happen to feel that it is very unfortunate that anyone in this day, when rotten eggs are thrown at silly performers to answer a telephone Pleiades Space Command, that puts us amongst the nitwits, not God's hosts. And I don't know about you, but I'm getting a little tired of God being laughed at. Will this ever change? Oh, yes. Yes, it will. It won't for a while. But believe me, the laughter is going to stop. And the joy is going to begin. Because opportunity for man to become greater than what he is at hand. And are we big enough? Are we unlimited enough? Are we selfless enough to allow it to work? We have to be. And if we have to be severe from time to time, and we have to share in that which seems mundane, then so be it. If you didn't mean it, don't offer. And if you offered and you were taken up on your offer and it doesn't work out, how darest you blame that other party? We have had to keep the paper at a minimum run. There are no funds, and I don't notice people like this sending in funds to run this paper.